A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud, Shavuos Memtesh, Shavuos 49a. Pagination is 97. This is the final daf of the Masechta. It is worthy to note that there is a tradition of sorts that it's a beautiful custom to study the Masechta of Shavuos between Pesach and Shavuos. The word Shavuos in the Masechta is not really talking about the holiday Shavuos. The word Shavuos in the sense of the holiday is referring to weeks, 7 weeks that are counted between Pesach and Shavuos. But the word Shavuos also means oath, which is a commitment. And we know, as we've mentioned a number of times, that the Jewish people on the holiday of Shavuos made an oath, Mushba va'omed mehar Sinai, to keep Torah. So the word Shavuos, of accepting, of the ultimate oath to keep Torah, is appropriate and appropriate to be studied from Pesach in preparation all the way until Shavuos, when the oath was finally taken and has that energy in every year, every generation. The number of dafim in Shavuos is 49, so that studying one a day will take a person from Pesach till Shavuos, literally the 7 week count until Shavuos, which is the 50th day. Let's start from the beginning of the final perek of the Masechta, just a few lines into the page. Arba'a shomrim heim. There are four types of guardians on objects, that you could safeguard your item with a person according to four different levels of liability. Shomer chinam, he could be unpaid, which is the least level of liability. As long as he's not posheya, negligent, he's going to be absolved from paying if something happened to the item. Let's say it was stolen, but as long as he locked the door and he behaved properly, he's going to be absolved. Vahashoel, on the other extreme, is somebody who borrowed the item. When a person borrows something, they take very high level of responsibility to return the item intact. If we think about money that's borrowed, I don't care what happened to the bills. You accepted a responsibility. It becomes basically an abstract responsibility independent of the item, and you have to pay back. A similar type, a style, occurs by an object, for example, an animal as well, where no matter what happened to the animal, and you could have armed robbers that we would have to discuss, but you have a responsibility to return the item. The one exception is if it's mesa machmas malacha, if it died in the normal course of events of using the animal for what you said you were going to use it, and in such a case, person didn't borrow it to leave it in the barn. He borrowed it because he intended to use it, and there would be such a pitur. No se sachar v'hasocher, a paid watchman and a renter. Renter is interesting because he's borrowing it in one sense, but he's paying for that borrowing. He's renting. And therefore, how do you categorize him? Our Mishnah puts socher and paid watchman in the same grouping, the same level of liability. Shomer chinam nishba al hakol, an unpaid watchman will generally be swearing to absolve himself in the vast majority of cases, and he's going to be potter. Vehashoel, and the borrower, is the other extreme, as we explained, mishalim es hakol. In general, he's going to be paying for whatever happened to that item. He's going to have to return the value. The Mishnah gives a number of examples regarding both the Shomer Chinam, which comes first, and then the Shoel, which is starting on the last line of the page, cases where the guardian claims a lie as his claim, but the lie didn't change anything in his responsibility to repay. In the case of the Shomer Chinam, he switches from one claim in which he's pater to a different claim, which is untrue, but is also pater. It doesn't change anything in his liability. By the Shoel, he should have said the truth, which would have made him chayiv, but he claimed a different thing happened, which also makes him chayiv. And what we learn is that the Shavuas HaShomrim, the oath of the guardian, which comes with its own penalties when there's a lie, but it doesn't come with those penalties if there was no change in his financial responsibility to pay or not to pay. The penalties only exist if he changed from a taina that would make him chayiv to what he actually claims as a lie is going to make him potter, if he gained something on the claim until we caught up with him. But if nothing changed, simply lying doesn't change the Shavuas HaShomrim penalty. In the Gemara, we will discuss that perhaps he's liable for Shavuas Bitui, for saying a lie in the form of an oath. If a person says it rained yesterday and it didn't, if he said it as an oath, there could be a Shavuas Bitui that will apply, but not the Shavuas HaShomrim, because that only applies if there's a change in liability. Let's skip down to four lines up from the bottom of the page. At the end of the line, Ra Edim Shamamash Meshem Uvaim. If a person who would have been liable for payments as high as 4 and 5, for an ox and a sheep, if he shecht it after he stole it, or sold it after he stole it. Ra edim shememash mishim uvayim. He sees that witnesses are coming. He senses that something's up, and they're going to catch up with him. Omar ganavti, so he admits to the theft. He continues to deny the shechting or the selling. He will effectively have absolved himself of the penalty payments, because, as Rashi quotes from the Gemara, Tashlumei Arba V'Chamisha Amar Rachmana, one line up in Rashi, the Torah talked about payments of 4 and 5, V'lo Tashlumei Shlosha V'Arba, and not payments of 3 or 4. When a person admits to the theft, he absolves himself of the penalty payment of double. And once the penalty of double is removed, so the payments of 4 and 5 are no longer applicable, because normally what those are the original plus the double plus the additional payments for shechting or selling. If you pull out the kefil, the double payment, which is pulled out once he admits before the witnesses come to Besdin, then the payments would not hit 4 and 5, and therefore the Torah penalty does not apply in his case. You'll take a look on Amud Beis, counting into the wide lines, about 9 lines. Man tano da'amar shomer socher da'amar socher kenose socher dami. Who is the opinion that says that a renter is like a shomer socher, a paid watchman? And the Gemara wants to figure out who it is, but that's clearly what the Mishnah is telling us when it grouped the Socher and the Shomer Socher in the same grouping. Finally, Amar Rav, about 6 lines down from there, at the 2 dots, V'kulam p'turim mishavuas shomrim, even if these people are not obligated in the liability, the penalty for a false guardian oath, But v'chayav mishum shavuas bitui, we still need to discuss the fact that they swore falsely, independent of the fact that they were guardians. Hadun aloch mesecha shavuas, we daven for the opportunity to learn through the mesechta more properly in the future. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.